This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
I'm Megan Lynch.
And I'm Debbie Monterey. The cleanup continues today after tornadoes tore through the region Friday night.
In Franklin County, Friday night, a storm chaser caught an EF2 ripping through Villa Ridge.
It just hit something!
Severely damaging the Burger King and an attached gas station, 13 employees and customers took shelter in a bathroom when the roof collapsed, trapping them inside. Burger King general manager called 911 and made sure rescue crews searched the rubble. Firefighters discovered who was trapped and brought them to safety. No one was injured.
We've been looking at about a 16-mile long swath of area where we have found structures that have received some level of damages.
National Weather Service confirmed two EF2 tornadoes touching down in Jefferson County Friday night, the first officially rated tornadoes in the county since 2010. Director of Emergency Management, Warren Robinson.
We're probably looking at about 240 homes at least with minor to major damage.
One official storm death was reported by the Missouri State Highway Patrol in Jefferson County. There was a traffic crash about 15 minutes before midnight Friday night where a 51-year-old woman from St. Charles was killed when her car hit a large puddle near Richardson Road on I-55 and an 18-wheeler then rammed into her. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
Authorities are investigating the death of a woman by possible electrocution from downed power lines in Friday night storms. A news release from St. Louis County says their North County officers responded to the call in the 3000 block of Wintergreen Drive. That's where 37-year-old Jennifer Brewington was found dead in her backyard near electrical lines.
In total, 35 people were killed across the nation in the weekend storms, at least a dozen here in Missouri. Spokesman for the Missouri Department of Public Safety, Mike O'Connell, describes the cleanup effort.
There are volunteers and groups that are supplying water to people that need them, shelters, other types of assistance like that, cleaning out debris, all of this to try to speed the recovery.
In Rolla, students at Missouri S&T University banded together Saturday and Sunday, taking time out from their traditional St. Patrick's Day weekend events to help local schools and homeowners clear up debris.
It's 8:06. It's an all-day celebration today in Dogtown.
This will be the 41st year of the parade. And this is the 6th year of the Dogtown Irish Festival, which started in 2018.
Colin O'Brien is the Dogtown United Festival organizer. He says while the parade itself kicks off at 11, the party starts at 9 and runs through 6. There are three zones, including a family zone with live music and activities. How many people are they expecting?
Between 40 and 60,000 people, depending on the weather and depending on the year. So last year, we worked with a service, and we landed on the number of about 55,000. But we were on a Sunday last year, so that was a weekend day. we'll be curious to see what that number looks like this year.
Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe and his wife expected to take part in the Dogtown Parade.
St. Louis Mayor Tishara Jones accusing her opponent of lying during last week's debate.
I presented the facts and the things that the city has been working on for the last 4 years, and Alderwoman Spencer patently lied and presented a lot of misinformation and falsehoods.
Mayor Jones took aim at opposing candidate Alderwoman Kara Spencer. When pressed for details on specific lies, she claimed Alderwoman Spencer wasn't truthful about her experience on the SLDC board. Spencer reiterated she resigned because of what she felt is an improper board structure and lack of transparency. Asked about her thoughts on Mayor Jones's accusation, Spencer added this.
They call it the silly season, I suppose, for a reason. But that's certainly an unfortunate accusation on her part.
The mayoral election is April 8th. Sean Malone, KMWX News.
A man driving a homemade dune buggy died in a head-on crash Saturday afternoon in Franklin County. The Missouri Highway Patrol says the 62-year-old St. Clair resident lost control of the vehicle on Route Double T near St. Clair. It crossed the center line and smashed into an oncoming car. The other driver suffered minor injuries.
The Missouri legislature has given the green light to a bill that would change the way utility rates are set.
The legislation would allow private utilities regulated by the State Public Service Commission to use a so-called future test year model for rate setting based on estimated costs. St. Clair Republican Representative Brad Banderman tells Missouri Net he supports the proposal that would let companies seek rate increases for construction work in progress on new natural gas generating plants.
Senate Bill 4 is not a gamble with customers' bills. There will be an increase in long-term utility rates. Senate Bill 4 puts Missouri in the best position to keep our utility rates among some of the lowest in the nation.
Bill opponent Crocker Republican Don Mayhew says consumers will ultimately pay the price.
$1 billion gas-fired plant. We're talking about suddenly a company that has an enterprise value of $45 billion cannot afford to bond that project. Okay, so why don't we just take it out of their profit? You know what they made last year? $1 billion in profit.
The fate of the bill now up to the governor. Brad Choate, KMOX News.
From the KMOX business desk, Mallinckrodt is merging with Pennsylvania-based Endo. According to the Business Journal, both Mallinckrodt and Endo have gone through bankruptcies recently. Both faced litigation over their roles in the nation's opioid epidemic. Under the deal, valued at more than $6.5 billion, the companies will combine their generic drug businesses and Endo's sterile injectables and separate their branded drugs business down the line. The combined businesses would have 17 manufacturing facilities, 30 distribution centers, and about 5,700 employees when the deal closes.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.